I'm Eddie Fury here on WTGV 97.7 FM, here on Zoom also. And with me, quite an honor to talk to some, first of all, Tracy Guns from LA Guns, a big fan of you and your career in the past. Great to talk
to you. Thanks, brother. Good times.
I just saw you not too long ago at the machine shop in Flint, Michigan.
Yeah.
That was a great show. So
yeah, I like that place.
Yeah. I remember when you guys came out with your stuff in 88 and 89, I didn't get a chance. I joined the Marine Corps, so I was kind of stuck.
Wow.
Overseas.
Well, I'll tell you, if we're in Detroit, then in 88, we played Harpo's and we played the Royal Oak Theater.
Wow. Both places are still open, too.
Yes, yeah. Both still open.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So, and also is the director Andre Rellis, who directed and put together Randy Rhoads' Reflections of a Guitar Icon. And Tracy, you narrate on this film also. Yeah. It's got to be quite an honor for you because you grew up in the LA area also.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Obviously, you had to be inspired by Randy Rhoads to want to do this.
Randy Rhoads is, you know, if not my biggest influence, he's certainly my second biggest influence. You know, I've been obsessed with Randy Rhoads guitar playing since I was 15, 16 years old, and done a lot of tribute work with him. I played in a band with Rudy Sarzo for a year. All these things to get closer to Randy, right? You know, so when this opportunity came up, you know, this is like full circle of my life, right? You know, it's the biggest honor someone like me could really have is to tell the story of my hero, essentially, you know, and really try to, you know, put forth the emotion and the importance of what he means to so many people and have him shine in a real positive light that he deserves, you know. And I think that's what we achieved here. And that's our goal, obviously.
Andre Rellis, the director that put this together, I mean, it's hard to compile because we only seen bits and pieces of the story of Randy Rhoads. And it obviously took some time for you to put it all together here and for you to reach out to some of the guys that, you know, put the story all together, try to put the pictures and the videos that I don't never see myself before. And it was just really eye opening. And to tell the early story of Randy Rhoads and how he actually started. I didn't know he's the guy who started Quiet Riot. Just think about Kevin DeBraw and the other guys. But Randy Rhoads is the one that started Quiet Riot, inspired the rest of the guys. Later on, they had success, you know, unfortunately, after we lost Randy. But for you to put that together, might have took some time, but also for the people to open up to you and able to put this together.
Well, one of the great things about it was, and there's a ton of research that goes down with making a documentary, tons of research and finding a lot of historical footage. There was an existing documentary that was done on Randy Rhoads in the Quiet Riot years that I licensed a lot of footage from a talented filmmaker, Ron Sobel. But more or less, like, one of the great things is when we were looking for a lot of footage, a lot of Randy Rhoads fans were more than willing to let us utilize their footage for a credit on the documentary because they wanted to see something get out there so bad. They've been waiting so many years for a documentary to be out. And there's been, you know, other false starts. And so they were so supportive, the Randy Rhoads community, of providing some amazing footage. And a lot of the footage was licensed. It was a big mix. But anytime we got in touch with the Randy Rhoads fans, they were so willing to work with us on getting us free material.
And I think it was key for you to get that footage and actually from the people who were there from early in his career, they actually knew Randy as a person. Because in the story it reveals that Randy really wasn't searching to be a rock star. What was really revealing was he wanted to be just a great guitar player, a teacher also. You know, the benefits after that, you know, came along if you put in the hard work. And he obviously put in the hard work is what you learn.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting how he grew up in a family with a mother who owned a music school and the teaching that went on with him. I think that was very unique.
Tracy, that was a key aspect. I think in your early career, you were inspired by a family member also, like Randy was inspired by his mother. I think
right.
An uncle that inspired you.
That's right. You know, originally we were moving to France when I was five, and I had heard A Whole Lot of Love by Led Zeppelin. And on the way to the airport, my mom showed me a picture of Jimmy Page on the cover of Cream magazine. And that image, you know, like, wow, the sound and the image, right? So, you know, at a very early age, I was already inspired. And then my uncle played guitar. You know, so when I got back from France less than a year later, when I was about 6 years old, he showed me how to play Pinball Wizard. And he actually gave me his guitar and his little 65 Fender Deluxe amp. And that was, you know, that was definitely the inspiration. You know, my mom was really supportive. My dad was really supportive. My whole family was really supportive. And it's funny, I was telling my wife today, I only had one guitar lesson, and that's when I was 11. And the teacher, his name was Gunnars Nubis. He hated Jimmy Page. And, you know, and I went to learn how to play like Stairway to Heaven or something, you know. And so that put me off from guitar lessons. You know, like that guy could have been responsible for me never playing guitar again. But it was these guys like, you know, Jimmy Page, then Eddie Van Halen. But then Randy Rhoads came along and it was just like, boom, you know, brain explosion of all the elements of guitar that I loved previously, now with a different voice. You know, Randy's guitar voice was so special and so unique, and you can't compare it to anything, you know? And that was really the thing that to this day, at 56 years old for me, I'm still in search of Randy Rhoads, you know what I mean? Like I'm still in search of that, his inspiration and his, you know, personality, you know, playing a guitar, you know, so unique. So, you know, like I said earlier, you know, to be able to talk and tell his story is just like me getting one step closer to him and telling the world about him once again, you know, and that's what you just gotta, you gotta pass these things forward, you know, and Randy's, he's a mythical creature.
Andre, I think this is important for you to put together. And I think the guitar fans like Tracy here and even musicians probably appreciate what you've been able to put together and put this. This is like musical history. And it's, you know, with Randy mm-hmm. making the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2021, you to make this as a proper setup. And the way we're going to be able to get this released, which comes out this Friday on video on demand, in the past, it would have been pretty hard to put something out like this, wouldn't it? Now, with the ease of way of doing it now, we're going to be able to see this piece of musical history.
Yeah. Thank God for modern technology for this particular documentary, because it would have been really challenging had it not been for YouTube and all the fan sites to be able to procure a lot of the footage. So, yeah, I'm very thankful for that. If not, it would have been nearly impossible.
What did you learn from this? Obviously, you had to be a fan in wanting to do this, but what did you learn that you didn't know before when you put this film together? What was the most eye-opening moment?
I think the thing that I really learned was I didn't really realize how Quiet Riot struggled for so many years and how many years Randy gave to that band, and that they couldn't find a record deal, and that he struggled for so long with that band. And the other thing that I really discovered and spent a lot of time listening to more was the early recordings, Quiet Riot's first album and Quiet Riot's second album that never got a real release in the States, I think are by far the better Quiet Riot albums. And there's just better musicianship. And I also think I wasn't up to speed at all as to his upbringing and how he had so much training, and also that he was teaching guitar while he was in the bands. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Hearing that music on top of the pictures and video footage and that long guitar solo with the guitar tech explaining the moments. And I was just feeling that. I was like, man, he really made love to that guitar. He made that guitar talk, and he was just telling what he did was so different at the time. And that was just eye-opening. This is going to make me want to go back and buy all the early Quiet Riot stuff of Randy Rhoads if I can track it down here.
It's hard to find. There's not a lot of the first two albums aren't really on a lot of places, a lot of these music sites. So I'm actually trying to work on that and see if I can help him release.
Yeah, get a proper release for that, especially when he made the 2021 Hall of Fame. Tracy, did you feel the same way also? What was the most defining moment that you heard? Did you see the film before you started narrating it too?
Yeah, I did. I got to, you know, practice, you know, so to speak, along with the film. And, you know, I'm what you would consider a super fan, you know, so I didn't learn a lot of things from watching the documentary, but it reminded me a lot of the things that maybe I hadn't processed in my brain in a long time. And, you know, the really, when we talk about musicality with Randy Rhoads is, you know, there's a one part in the documentary where it explains where he out excelled his teacher, you know, his first guitar teacher, you know, he, you know, just ran right past him. And that shows, you know, Randy's natural ability as a musician, right? Like, you know, he's like, he would go home with the lessons that he had and he could, you know, put one and one together and really make it happen on the guitar. But more importantly is when you are forced as a musician to learn other people's music and then teach it to people, right? Well, you're absorbing all this other musical information that you wouldn't normally do because you would only gravitate towards your taste, right? You know, as a guitarist, like, oh, I like Metallica, I like Randy Rhoads, you know. But he was forced to learn all this music, teach it to all these people. And I guarantee most of that music was very popular music. So that means that Randy, you know, he sponged up all this really prolific, melodic, popular sense. And it's really evident in I Don't Know and Crazy Train because he's able to mix this really dark guitar and music and they turn into like these pop metal songs, right? You know, and that's a recipe that you just can't sit down and go, I'm going to write this dark piece of music and then it's going to be a pop song and it's going to be popular forever. It just occurred. And, you know, so that recipe was, you know, number one, Randy, the natural ability, born a charismatic rock star. It didn't matter what he was going to do. He had the charisma, right? And then all the teaching, all the learning, and then you have these two amazing records, plus the early Quiet Riot stuff, which is so different than the transformation he made into Ozzy's band as a confident player. And he always said he wasn't confident, but he was pretty confident sounding to me.
I like the funny story where, you know, he was convinced to go audition for Ozzy, mm-hmm. but he says, well, first I got this lesson to teach and then I'll make it, you know,
right.
Made Ozzy wait for an audition. Yeah, here.
Priorities, man, priorities.
Yeah. So Andre, that was a fun story. And the other thing, Andre, that was revealed, Alice Cooper was an inspiration first and he wasn't a fan of Black Sabbath at all. And the funny story about Ozzy saying, Ozzy obviously was Ozzy back then, you know, I was drunk as a skunk there, but I sobered right up when I heard Randy Rhoads play and he was just not even playing. He was just kind of, let me exercise my fingers here. And Ozzy said, that's the guy, you know, so.
Yeah.
Dana,
so unique.
Dana Strum, the part with Dana Strum introducing Randy to Ozzy, I feel it's such a cool story. And it's so rock and roll, like the way in which they were introduced in that whole story of how he joined the band.
Also, Andre, we get the full story on the tragedy that happened also. You just hear about the plane did this and that was that. You heard a little bit more details behind it. You know, it angers me too that we lost him like that. But at least we get to hear the story, you know, the right story on that.
That was a hard part to put together because it was really depressing putting together, you know, of course there's what took place, but then having to recreate it through the airplane footage and the footage from the house and the aftermath. That was really, every time I think about it, it's an emotional experience having to showcase that in the documentary. But yeah, it's very important people know what happened.
Yeah, I think everybody involved in the documentary on every level has at least cried once when we have to go through the end of the movie. It's really touching and more than depressing. It's just really sad, you know? And, you know, I was in that band with Rudy for a year And, you know, we talked about it so much and about that day. And there was nothing good about that day. There was nothing good about that day.
And that
I do appreciate that you guys don't dwell on it too much, because, you know, we talk about the early history of Randy Rhoads and what he did. So I like how it's not, you don't have to focus on too much, but you do have to address the fact that it happened. Yeah. But, you know, you kind of dragged him up to it. But a lot of the majority of time is shared with the good stuff about it.
It happened, you know, last month, 40 years ago. When we started putting this together and I started the process of the work, I was always aiming to get it out. I wanted to release it last month, actually, because that was the month of the 40. Well, now 2 months ago, 40th anniversary of his passing. And yeah, I felt like it was really symbolic for us to get it out there on the anniversary.
And, you know, credit to Ron Sobel for having that stuff still. All that footage, it's a great archive to have.
Great archive. I mean, he was, you know, he's also featured in the documentary, and he was a photographer who was, you know, I'm very fortunate to have met him, and we're very fortunate as Randy Rhoads fans to have him archive that period of time.
Mm-hmm. Tracy, you wanted to make a remark on that?
Yeah, I think, you know, Ron Sobel, he was really Kevin's friend, right? You know, he was Kevin's buddy, photographer, kind of like the fly on the wall, you know, and for whatever it's worth, you know, I don't know Ron, but he's the guy that was there with the cameras and the video, captured like some of the only Randy performances that there are.
Thank God for,
you know, and it's just amazing that there was somebody there. It's not like Hendrix, you know, Hendrix, everybody filmed him. You know, you can go on YouTube all for a week and watch stuff on Hendrix you've never seen before live. Randy does nothing. They're literally 1 minute clips and this and that. And, you know, so yeah, thank God for Ron Sobel.
Yeah. And to you, Andre, for putting it together, because it is musical history. And I'm just happy that I was able to watch this, and I'm going to watch it again. There's so much to learn and stuff you got to rewatch again and listen to the great stories that were put out by his close friends. And of course, you know, the footage you were able to give back to this, they knew this had to be done and released. So it's a great musical piece of history. It's called Randy Rhoads, Reflection of a Guitar Icon. It'll be on video on demand everywhere on Friday, May 6th. And I implore everybody to see it. It's great work, Andre. And you, Tracy, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And also, just so you know, you can pre-order it on iTunes right now. I hope you guys see it. It's an incredible story. And thanks very much for your support.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
All right, man. Peace, brother.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks, Eddie.